We're up to Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the last third of the daf. Tana Rabbanan. Ein Polin Vishus Haram Ibnei HaKadosh. You don't check your clothes for lice in Rishus Harabim because it's not an honorable thing to do. It makes other people disgusted to see you checking your clothes for lice. Kiyotze bo, Omar Rav Yehuda, Amri Lo, Rav Nechemya. Ein Oshinafik Toizin Rishus Harabim, Ibnei HaKadosh. They used to, they didn't feel well, they used to make themselves vomit. You don't do that in Rishus Harabim because it disgusts other people. Tana Rabban, Hamathlis Kalev, Molel the Zorek, Uvivacho Yaru. Tanakama says that when you do check your clothing for lice, you can roll the lice and throw them off, but you shouldn't kill them outright. Abishol Omer, Notel the Zorek, Uvivacho Yimlo. Abishol goes one step further, you can't even roll them because you may kill them. So you can pick them up and throw them off. Omer Afuna, Halacha mol the zorek the zeu kvodo. And Rav Huna says the proper way to do it is to roll them off and to throw them off. And when you roll them, it's possible to kill them, but that's okay. Vafilu b'chol. And even during the weekday, that's the proper way to do it. Rabba mikateyelahu. Rabba used to, kill them right out. Rav Sheshes mikateyelahu. Same thing, Rav Sheshes. Rabba shodihu lekone demayim. Rabba threw them into water and drowned them. Omer lahu Rav Nachman Levante Ktolin. So Rav Nachman said to his daughters, kill them. Vashmu'inim likola desanvasi. Let me hear the voice of my enemies, they're being killed. The voice. Okay, Tanya. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer ein horginus ha-macholus v'shabas divir beishanai. Macholus is a kinin. So Rav Shimon Elazar says that beishanai holds that you're not allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. Ubeisil matirim, Beisil holds you're allowed to kill lice. The chain hoyer of Shimon Elazar Omer, Mishum of Shimon Gamliel, Ein Mishadchen Satinokos La Ares, Veloes Satinik Lalamdo Sefer, Ulalamdo Umnes, the Ein Menachmim Avelin, the Ein Mavakrim Cholim Beshabbos, Divrei Beishamai, Ubeisil matirim. All these things, similarly, Beishamai says are Aser, you're not allowed to make Shaduchim, nor are you allowed to hire people to teach your children Torah or Umnes, and you can't be Menachem Oval and not Mimvakar Chola, all of those Beishamai hold, because the first things are Mimtzochet Tzecha. You can't take care of your own needs, your own business needs on Shabbos, and those are considered taking care of your own needs. And the other ones are because they bring a person to Tzar, Bikur Cholim and Nichum Adelim, and Beishamai holds all of them are Mutter. Because Mimtzochet Tzecha is only your personal needs, but Chetze Mitzvah, things that have to do with mitzvahs, like teaching your child a trade, and getting him married, or whatever, all mitzvahs, that you're allowed to take care of on Shabbos. Tirashi. Rishus HaRabim B'chol. Even B'chol, you shouldn't, check your clothes for lice publicly. If they are covered, shall over him, shall owe you mosu. People who pass by are going to get disgusted. Athik Tozin HaKor. Right? Throwing up. It's to throw up. You shouldn't throw up in Rishus HaRabim on purpose. Kach Motzosi. Molo v'zorik v'shabas. Molel l'hachish kochan. Can roll them to weaken them. Shalo yavzuri lo, they shouldn't come back. Uvivad shalo yimlo b'dofek. You shouldn't roll them with the pressure. The yarov, that they should die. The stira lehariges kina shvus. Because this Mandi Omer holds that killing lice on Shabbos is also midrabbanan. And therefore, we're not afraid that if you roll them, you're going to come to kill them, because it's a gzera. Even if you kill them, it's only the Rabbanan. So the Rabbanan didn't make a gzera not to roll them, because maybe you'll kill them. But you're not allowed to kill them outright, because that's awesome with the Rabbanan to kill lice. Abishol, Krebelezer, Umechayiv Chatas, Hilka Kazrina, Malil, Shoyar. Abishol holds you can't even roll them, because we're afraid if you roll them, they come to kill them. And he holds killing lice is awesome in the Torah. So we have two opinions. One holds killing lice is awesome with the Rabbanan, and therefore you're allowed to roll them, as long as you don't roll them in a way that's a psikresha to kill them, right? But it's possible to kill them or what. It's only a gzera, and we don't make a gzera of gzera. And Abishol holds a killing lice is min ha-Torah, and therefore, you're not allowed to roll them either, because you may come to kill them as a gzera. Others learn, not like Rashi, that Abishol also holds only osur mid rabbanan to kill lice. However, we're afraid that when you're delicing your clothing, you also may come to Parushim. Parushim is a different kind of bug, and that tak is also min HaTorah to kill. So we're afraid that you may end up killing Parushim, not Kinim. So therefore, we're afraid that if you roll them, you may be rolling the wrong ones and killing them, and that's tak osur min HaTorah. But lice, even Avishol holds only osur min the Rabbanim the most. Mikateyalu Hargan Ubishabas, right? And these other Amoraim used to kill them right out. Lekamas Safo used to throw them into water. Macholus is a kino. Matirik, in the first time, Perek Shimon Shratzen. Why are you allowed to kill lice? They still hold it's mutter to kill lice, not even osur min the Rabbanim. Why is it mutter to kill them? Me'elim Ma'adamim, because the Mishkan. Because we learn the whole inyan of killing things on Shabbos. It's a malacha from the Elim HaMa'adamim. It's to kill the rams to use their skins. Elim Parim Varadim. And Elim reproduce naturally. Afkol Shepara Varava. So anything that reproduces naturally is also to kill on Shabbos. The Kina ain't a part of Varava. Right, kinim don't reproduce naturally. Elami basar adam hisharetzis. It comes from the sweat and flesh or whatever, and therefore, what's it called? You're allowed to kill kinim. The chen hoy Reb Shimon Elazar omer the bahani nami pligi beisham beshilim. And these other things also beisham beshil argue whether we're allowed to do them on Shabbos. Ein mishadchin beshabbos mishum imtzol chetzecha. Only your specific things, but not things that are mitzvahs. Mitzvahs you're allowed to take care of, even if it's like business. Because you get bitzar when you go to Menachem Avel, you feel bad. So you shouldn't make yourself feel bad on Shabbos. Okay, let's go back a little bit. Kinim. Okay. According to Rashi, like we said, there's three shittas. Avishol holds that you're not allowed to kill kinim min haTorah, and therefore you're not allowed even to roll them. What's it called? He holds at Rabbi Lezer that killing kinim on Shabbos is also min haTorah. The Tanakama holds that you're allowed to roll them because we're not afraid that you'll come to kill them because killing them is only with the Rabbanan. And Beisil holds mutter to kill kinim right out. Tosis holds that Avishol also holds that what's it called, that you're allowed to kill them min hadin. It's only awesome with the Rabbanan. But we're afraid that if you roll the kinim, you're going to roll parushim also, which are awesome. Now, there's a Tosus brings out a machlokas what exactly kinim are and parushim are. Parushim are aser to kill on Shabbos, right, min haTorah. And the kinim are either mutter or only awesome with the Rabbanan. Or according to Rabbi Lezer, kinim are also awesome min haTorah. So the Rimi Orleans says that what's it called, that kina is a flea and the parush is lice, what we call lice, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. You'd only be allowed to kill fleas. And the Rabbeinu Tam holds just the opposite. Kina is what's it called, lice, what we call lice, and parushin is fleas, and the Rosh brings down the minigs of Rabbeinu Tam, that lice, taka, you're allowed to kill. And parushim are fleas. And the Shulchan Aruch holds that fleas are usher to kill. And the lice are mutter to kill on Shabbos. The Rambam paskins also, that's mutter to kill lice. So does Tosfos hold like that. And the only thing is that you don't kill them right out, because it's not bakovit to do that, especially publicly. So you, what's it called, you roll them, weaken them, and then get rid of them, throw them into water or whatever. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa says that the halacha is lahokel, and that you're allowed to, what's it called, to check your clothing for lice and to kill them. And what's it called? The only thing is, out's covered, what's it called, you just roll them and don't kill them right out. Okay, so the Lemaisa Rashi says that lice don't reproduce. Today, lechora, we know that lice do reproduce. Some say that the kind of lice that they had in the time of Chazal, there was a kind that didn't reproduce, that came from spontaneous generation. If that would be the case, then the lice that we have today are not the lice they were talking about. Lechora should be ushered to kill the lice that we have. But the Mishnah Berurah, the Shulchan Aruch all bring down that it's mutter to kill lice. Mashman's talking about the lice that we know of. So there's another way of looking at it, and that is that they don't reproduce in a way that's visible. As we learn from the Elim Ma'adamim that things that reproduce visibly, that's the kinds of things you're not allowed to kill on Shabbos. That's what's written in the Mishkan. But things that didn't reproduce, where you could visibly see the reproduction, where it looks like they're coming from spontaneous, for generations, they believed that it was came from spontaneous generation, the Torah deals with what you can see with your senses. You can't sense it with your senses, then lo nitna Torah l'malachi ashares, the Rabban Hashem made these things be microscopic, so we would deal with them as if they, the way that we see it. And therefore, they're not similar to the things that were in the Mishkan. Others say that even though they, what's it called, they reproduce, amamish, they reproduce, but since they grow on disgusting garbage and sweat and whatever, they only thrive in those kind of places, that life is not considered an important life. That's what the Torah means. That kind of life is not like an animal or whatever that was used in the Mishkan, something important. These things have no importance because they grow only in garbage and things like that, and they grow in a way that they don't look like they're part of a Rava. There is an opinion, though, the Pachad Yitzchak, in Rav Yitzchak Lapronti, who wrote the first Encyclopedia Talmudis in the 1700s, he says, since we know today that lice do reproduce, so the mice are not allowed to kill lice on Shabbos. What's it called? The halacha changed. The Chachamim were going on what was known in their time, and in their time it appeared that lice didn't reproduce, and therefore it's mutter to kill them. There's manas that we know not like that, and Mamela, you're not allowed to kill lice. That's what he says. And he's not an apikoros, and nobody put him in cherem either. And what's it called? And he says, Beferish. That's there's a legitimate shita that when Chazal dealt with a posek, right? You ask the doctor, right, whether a patient can eat on Yom Kippur or not. Now, if the doctor is making a mistake, and the posek paskins that let's see what the doctor said, the person can eat on Yom Kippur, the posek didn't make a mistake. He went based on the knowledge that he was there. He's not a doctor. He asked the doctor. If the doctor's making a mistake, the doctor made a mistake. When Chazal, right, dealt with these things, they according to this opinion, they relied on the scientific information that was available to them, and they paskin according to it. If the scientific information changes, then it's not the halacha that changed, the information changed, science changes. So the scientific information changed, but mele, the halacha changed. Right? Others hold no, that when Chazal put something in the Gemara, they didn't rely on scientific information that they got from the outside, they relied on the fact that they saw the Bria from the Torah. And the Mela, they paskin according to what they knew the Emes was, according to the Torah's view of the world. And even though it may appear differently, this is a Shita Mekubetzis and Sugas, even though it may appear differently, and there's no way you can prove differently, but they know for sure that this is the way that it is, Mitzad HaTorah. And therefore, nothing changes. It's not that they're telling you halacha based on scientific information. They're telling you the scientific information based on the Torah. And the Mela, that's the Emes. It looks differently. That's what's it called? That's the way it looks. But the way it really is, Chazal thought through the Torah. It's a different opinion. So the Maaseh, the Rambam holds also that when it comes to scientific things, Chachamim were dependent on the information they had in their time, and therefore that's not Torah. It's not halacha. It's information they based on, they couldn't base Ein L'dayin L'mashein of Ros. And therefore, in those kinds of things, if we have different information today, it could be that they were wrong. Right? But they weren't wrong as Chazal, they were wrong as a posek, asking a doctor who made a mistake, who based on his information that he had, 20 years later, the doctor would have said something different. He had different information. Mm-hmm. So two legitimate shitas in Chazal.
But the Mishnah would pass him like one of them.
La'alocha, he holds you're allowed to kill Kinim. The only one problem, because Lamaisa is another machlokas, what's it called, what Kinim are. So, what's it called? Again, some hold it's fleas, and some hold it's what we call lice, and some call it's not baklava, what we call lice. Because there's white lice and black lice or whatever. So I don't know why we're somech with that. It's an Issa D'oraisa to be somech for sure, since there are many different shitas, what exactly we're talking about, to kill head lice or whatever on Shabbos, which is lemaisa, the poskim say is mutter. But it's very difficult to understand why, since it's not clear what exactly kinim is. Machlokas Rishonim, and in addition, even in that Machlokas Rishonim, it's not so clear that it's talking about head lice, our lice. We'll be talking about body lice or different kinds of lice altogether. And not all lice are mutter to kill. So I don't know exactly why it's so clear that it's mutter. But the mice are the postman to ask them that it's mutter to kill head lice on Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbanan. Hanichnas Levakir Sachola. Omer Shabbos Himilizok, Rafua Krova Lava. person is Mavakar Chol on Shabbos, so he doesn't use the regular Nusach of Bikur Cholim, like the Rabban Shem should give you a first name of the So Shar Chol Yisrael, but he says Shabbos in the Lizok, Urafua Krova Lovo. Right? Shabbos, we don't cry out on Cholim, right? And you should have a Rafua Krova. Right? Rashi, Shabbos in the Lizok. Sorech laharchiv daita mitanchumim shlo yitzdaru. You have to say extra tanchumim on Shabbos in order that the cholim shouldn't be mitzdair, and you shouldn't be mitzdair when you're mavakar chola, because you don't want to cause yourself or other people tsar on Shabbos. So therefore you say, Shabbos will prevent you from having to cry out on your machala. The Shabbos itself will be a refuah krova lova. Right, so instead of just saying Refuah Shleim of Asos Shar Chol Yisrael, you say all of this to make it easier, to make the person feel that he's going to get healed faster, and Shabbos is also a thing that you shouldn't be mitzdayer on Shabbos. Rameir Omer, Yechola Hisha Tarachim. You say, what's it called? Shabbos has the power of granting you mercy. Rav Yehuda Omer, Hamokim Yerachim Olecho V'al Chola Yisrael. Right, the Rabban Shem Rachmanis is on you and on other Chola Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hamokim Yerachim Olecho B'Soch Chol Yisrael, right? The Rabban Hashem should have Rachmanis on you B'Soch Chol Yisrael. Shevna Ish Yerushalayim, B'Chnisosa Omer Shalom, when he came into Mavakar Nechola, he gave him Shalom, and Uvamitziyosa Omer, Shabbosi Melizok, Urufua Krova Lovo, V'Rachamo Merubim, V'Shifto B'Shalom, right? And he said a longer version than the Tanakhama. Right, not just Shabbos Yom Elizok Refuah Krov Belava, but Rachma Meruvim Shifta B'Sholom. Okay, Rashi, Besoch Chole Yisrael, Yecholah Hishat Rachim. Im Tichabdu Am Litzdarbo. If you're Mechabed the Shabbos, not to cause yourself extra suffering, Shabbos itself has the power to give you Rachmanis. Besoch Chole Yisrael, Shemitoch Shekolanim Acherim Tzilas Neshmash B'Shushan Shorabim. You should be kolel. We'll see one second. It's so chole Yisrael, the Rabban Shem Rachmanis on you, amongst other sick people. And since you mentioned the other ones, the person now is included in a whole group. It's a schus harabim. He has an extra schus to get well. Shevna ish Yerushalayim, Adam Gadol Hayav Yerushalayim, Ushmo Shevna. He was a great person, and his name was Shevna. Tosfos over here points out that Rabbeinu Tam is Goreis, not Shevna, but Shechna, because Shevna was a Rasha. And we don't name people for a showing. However, the Ri, says that what's it called? Yeah, that like Rashi's Goris Shevna, because there was other Shevnas. He brings down from Divrei Hayomim, there was a Shevna who wasn't a Rasha. So if there was a person who was a Rasha who had that name, and a person who wasn't a Rasha who had that name, you're allowed to name for the person who wasn't a Rasha. Right? When I was naming my second daughter, we were thinking of calling her Shlomis, after a Shlomo. Shlomis Bas Divri was not exactly one of the more positive people in Tanakh. So, but I knew my Rosh Hashiva's daughter was named Shlomis. So he asked him, he said there was a Malka from the Hashmonaim who was named Shlomis. She was a Tzadekis. Right? So you can name for her. Right? Even though there was also a Rishito was named. Problem is, how did the Malka get the name Shlomis when, what's it called, there wasn't a Malka named Shlomis when she was named. Right? The answer is that they didn't name for people back then. They named for Ruach HaKodesh for different ma'oros. So they weren't naming for a person, they were naming for a different reason. See, then you could have named for anything. Even if somebody had that name, you're not naming for a name, you're naming for an Inyan, right? Once she had that name, other people could name. Now that we name for people, you can name for her too. So in any case, so there's machlokas whether it's Shechna over here or Shevna. Okay, Rachamov Shlakarish Baruch Merubim, Shifto B'Shalom, Nochu B'Shiftechem L'Shalom. Rest on your Shabbos B'Shabbaschem L'Shalom in peace. Okay. Kiman Azlo Hada Amar Rabbi Chanina Mishiyesh Lo Chol B'Soldeso Tzorosh Yarvenu B'So Chol Yisrael. Who is the one who holds that if you have someone sick, you should daven for them and include all the other cholim? Like Rabbi Yossi, who said that you should say B'soch Chole Yisrael. V'om Rabbi Chanina B'koshi Tiru L'nachem Aveil L'vakar Cholim B'Shabbos. It was with great difficulty that they were matir to be Menachem Ovel and to visit sick people on Shabbos, because again it leads to tzar. But Lamaisa, if you're not able to go during the week, then you can go Menachem on Shabbos, or if the people need you to be Menachem then, or the Cholin needs you, you can go. But to Dafka go then, when you could go during the week, you shouldn't the Dafka go then. That's what the Magen Avraham says. That's what Koshi hit you. Omer Rabba Barbar Chana, Ki Avi Azlin and Basrei Der Belezer Lishule B'Tficha, when I would go after Rabbi Lezer, when he would go to Mavakar Chola, Zimnin Omer Hamokum Yifach Techol Shalom. Sometimes he would say in Aramaic, in Hebrew, that what's it called, the Rabbanu Shalom should remember you for Shalom. The Zimnin Omer Rachmona Yad Karinach L'Shalom. And sometimes he'd say it in Aramaic. Same thing, but in Aramaic. Hechi Avihachi. So Mar says, how could he do that? How could he say it in Aramaic? The Omer of Yehuda La'olam Al Yishol Adam Tzrocha B'Loshon Arami. A person shouldn't ask for anything in Aramaic. The Omer of Yochanan Kol Hashol Tzrocha B'Loshon Arami Ein Malachi Asharis Nizkakim Lo. If you use Aramaic, then the Malachim don't have any connection to you. They don't service you. She'ein Malachi Asharis Makirim B'Loshon Arami. Because Malachi Asharis don't know Pashtus Aramaic. So the mice, if you need the Malachim, you shouldn't daven in Aramaic because the Malachim don't know Aramaic. Or it's a Shani Chola de Shchinimo. You can daven for a Chola in his presence because the Shchin is with him. So you don't have to go through Malachim. You have a direct line when you're in front of the Chola because the Rabbanu Shlom is there. Because the Rabbanu Shlom is there, he understands Aramaic, even though the Malachim. But if you're not in the presence of the Chola, then your tefillos have to go through Malachim. Then you need to daven in the language of Malachim understand. The Omer of Anan, Omer of Rab, Menayin Sheshchina Soed Esachole. How do you know the Shechina is servicing the Chole? Shenemer Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoy. Rashi has a different girsa also, Soer, but this the girsa of Soed, right? The Siud means what's it called today in modern Hebrew, right? What's it called? Is social services. Is siud, what's it called? That's what they call it, yeah? So the servicing, the Rabbanu Shem was there servicing the Cholim. Ne'emar Hashem Yisodeno Eres Devay. Tanya Nami Hachi, Hanichnus Levakras HaCholah, Lo Yeshiv Lo Al Gabi Mita, Velo Al Gabi Kisei, Elam Is'akev Yoshiv Lefonim, Mepnei Sheshchina Lamalim Rasholso. If the Cholah is lying lower, you can't sit higher than the Cholah, because the Shechina is by the Cholah's head. And if you're sitting higher than him, you're sitting above the Shechina, which is not proper. But if the Chola is not higher, is higher than you, then you can sit down at the bedside, which usually the bed is higher than the chair, it's okay to sit down. But if the bed is lower than the chair, then you shouldn't sit by the Chola, because you're sitting higher than the Shechina. Mipnei Sheshchina Lamala Mirashosov Shel Chola, Shenemer Hashem Yisodenu Al Eres Devoy. The Omar Rova Omar Rovin, Menayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Zonis HaChola. How do you know that he supports and feeds the Chola? He nourishes him. Shenemer Hashem Yisodenu from Loshen Seuda. Right? The Rabbanu Shem nourishes the Chola Al Eres Devoy. Rashi. B'tzvicha. B'koshi Tirmesh Mitztar. B'tzvicha B'chola. Zimnin Omer Le B'loshen HaKodesh. V'zimnin Omer Le B'loshen HaRami. V'halav Linyin Shabbos Noka. This is under with Shabbos. This is a stamp. The Shechina imo, ve'ein ha'mispal tzor shizdak gulo malochi ashoris lahachnis tfilos lefnim min apargo. Therefore also the halacha is that if you davening for a chola in his presence, then you don't have to mention his name either. You just say this chola. But if you're davening not in his presence, where again you need malochim or whatever, you have to mention his name. So aid so mech betashus. He supports him. Okay, services him. Betashus kocho. He supports him in his weakness. Mishum Rabbeinu Yaakov Soer, right? The Girsa should be Soer. Targumo shall poke. He remembers him. Kolomer Mavakir. He comes and visits him. Kamo v'yasachicha tifkod l'shalom, metargamina v'yasachicha tisair l'shalom. Right? A siur is a patrol where they visit different places or whatever. So here it's sar means to visit. According to this girsa, it should be an altikre. Don't read yisadenu, but yisarenu. So either the Rabbanu Shem visits the chole or he supports him. Misatef me'em ha'shchina. Person ka'adam ha'yoshe be'em ha'vein ponu l'tzadim. You should feel when you're visiting somebody who's sick that the shchina is there. So you should sit with reverence in front of the chole. Okay. Tosa says another thing over here, that what's it called? First of all, he asks, how do we daven for sick people? According to those opinions that say everybody's judged on Rosh Hashanah and the Gzar Din is on Yom Kippur, so a person's finished being judged, what's it called, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So what does it help to daven for people who are sick? Whatever their Gzar Din was already given Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So one terrorist also says, talking on the Shabbos Shuvah, between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, when you can daven for people who are sick. So then you daven for them. But in a chinami, what's it called? According to those opinions that all the gzeiros and all the dinim are taken care of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the rest of the year doesn't pay to daven for sick people.
Why doesn't it apply davening for anything?
What? Yeah, it could be. Enechanami.
So we can daven except for
sin and shuvah? No. Daven for what's it called? Daven for other things. I don't know. It's a kasha. Exactly why we daven for parnosa. The chora parnosa is already nigzer on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Why do you say Baruch Aleinu? Why do you say Shmona Esrei? No, Pastor's not. Maybe. It's maintenance. It's not how the Gezeiros have changed. It's to maintain whatever is there, right? It's also in the second Torah, it says much more Pashit, that even though Gzar Din is what given, they can always change. So the mice, even if the Gzar Din was given Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Tefillah helps even after the Gzar Din. So you can change the Gzar Din also. He also asks, if Malachim, how could it be the Malachim don't know Aramaic? He says, first of all, Gavriel is an exception. Gavriel knows all 70 languages. So that Malach knows, but Gavriel is a Malach of Din. So he's not involved, the Chora, in bringing our Tefillahs to the Rabbanu Shalom. Tosfos doesn't say that, but the Chora, otherwise, you have Gavriel who knows Aramaic. But how could it be, Tosfos says, that the Malachim don't know Aramaic, and yet they know people's thoughts? They know what people are thinking, and they don't understand Aramaic. Right? So he doesn't answer the kasha. There's a Ravid. I think the Ravid says that there's a big machlokas over here. What it means? Do the Malachim know other languages? Right? What's it called? Aramaic is anything but Hebrew, even Aramaic. That's what some Rishonim hold. That when it says Malachim don't know Aramaic, it means even Aramaic. Because Aramaic is very similar to Hebrew. And they don't know Aramaic, surely they don't know other languages. Others hold, no, it's Dafka Aramaic. And it doesn't mean they don't understand the language. It's Ein Niskakin, Ein Makirin, means that they don't pay attention to it. Okay? They know what it is. But unless you daven B'Lashon HaKodesh, they don't pay attention. Right? And some say that Aramaic is a worse language, even though it's very close to Hebrew. If you know Aramaic, or you should daven in Hebrew. So they don't recognize it. But if you don't know Hebrew and you daven in other languages, the Malachim accept that too. Right, but Aramaic, so close to Hebrew. If you're davening Aramaic, or you're davening Hebrew. Okay. Let's go on. Just one second. Shulchan Aruch Taka brings the longer nusach when you're Mevaker Cholin. The Ramah brings the shorter one. Shabbos Himilizo, Gurufua, Krova, Lovo. Not all the rest of the things. And the Ramos says the minig is to say what's it called, the shorter version. And the Mechaber in Yoredei also brings the shorter version, where he speaks about Bikur Cholin. So it's mashma that he had Charata, and from what he says in Orachayim, and he also says the Nusach is to say the shorter version. what's it called? Nichum Aveilim. The Marshal says you say a similar Nusach, right? Shabbos Himilihinochim. Nechama Krova Lovo. Same idea, only substituting Nechama for Refuah. And the Prisha says you don't have to change the Bracha. You can say Avokim Yinachem Eskem on Shabbos, because by Bikur Cholim you're Mavakesh Rachamim. By Benich Nechama you're just giving a comfort. So there's no Indian that people in its style if you say Avokim Yinachem Eskem. But if you say, what's it called, once you give your Refuah Shleima, you remind the person he's sick. There you should say Shabbos Imalizik Rufu Krovalovo, but by Nechama you don't have to say what's it called. The minig is taka by Nechama to say also if you're Menachem and Ovo on Shabbos, you say Shabbos Imalinochem the Nechama Krovalovo. The Rambam doesn't mention that you're Kolel the So Shar Chol Israel, and the Bach and the Beis Yosef say that's Tafkan Shabbos because of Tsar. Remind the guy that other people are sick. Right? Enough Tsar as he has his own sick. Even though it's an extra nila for him, but on Shabbos it's extra mitzvah too. But the Rambam would hold even during the week. During the week, you surely are mekayim that, and you say what's it called, b'sof shar chol yisra. Lo yikril or haner. You're not allowed to read by candlelight. Here, candlelight means a lamp where it has a wick that you could tilt the oil to make the fire burn better. Omar Rabba, afilu gavoa shtei komos. Even if the candle, okay, we're going to call it a candle, but the candle means a lamp. Okay, even if the candle is two stories high, so you can't just reach up. You have to get a ladder to tilt it. Doesn't make a difference. Low plug. But the Rabbanim made a gzera. They made the gzera even if it's not possible to do, but they made it across the board. Vafilu shtei mardos. Even if it's the whip that they used to have. What's it called? They hit the animal. If you have two whip highs, which is even higher than two stories. Vafilu asora batim zu agavzu. You're on the 10th floor, right? The lamp is on the 10th floor and you're down on the street. Right, it's 10 floors above you. Right, only one person is not allowed to read. But two people, if they're reading together, are allowed, because one will remind the other one not to tilt the candle. We're not afraid they do it on purpose. We're afraid they're going to forget that it's Shabbos. They'll forget themselves, and they'll tilt the lamp, and it's easy to tilt, right? And therefore, what's it called? We're afraid that... If you read by candlelight, you're gonna do that. Ramosha Feinstein says that legabe electric light, right? Even ones that have things that you could adjust, but there you have to do a completely new maisa. It's not just to tilt it for a second. You have to turn the thing, what's it called? You know, up a thing. It's like mamish turning it off, turning one thing off, turning another thing off. We're not afraid you're gonna put out a candle, right? Or light a candle. That we're not afraid. And this would be mamish like relighting something that wasn't part of the gzeira. So it's only talking about a lamp that you could tilt and be over on mavir without even thinking about it. Just for a second, you're going to do it. So, but one person can't, but two people can. V'atanya lo echad v'lo shnayim. Now we have a brice that says not one or two, even two people or more can't read by candlelight together. Amrav lozal lo kasha. Tan binyan echad, tan b'shnei inyanim. Depends if they're learning two separate things, then we're afraid that one's not going to remind the other one. But if they're learning together, one inyan, then since they're learning together, one has his mind on the other one, and if the other one starts to tilt the candle, he'll remind him.
If there's two people and one's helping the other one remember, so why is that different from the candle being so high? In both cases, there's a...
No, because when they made the gzeira l'chatzila, they made the gzeira on one person. They didn't include two people in the gzeira. Mashenkin on one person, even if it's 10 stories high, that's one person learning by candlelight. Here, it's not one person learning by candlelight, it's two people. Oh, that was part of the gzeira. Omer Afunu v'madura afilu asora b'nei. However, in a campfire, there even 10 people, because everybody's in a different part of the fire. So people aren't reminding each other. Therefore, each person is considered like an individual legabe this fire. They're not considered like a group. Lagavi the fire, because everybody has a different part of the fire that's near him. Omar Rava, im adam chashuv hu mutter. If he's an important person, there also the gzera didn't apply, because important people don't tilt what's it called lamps. It's beneath their dignity to do that. They don't do such a thing. Meishve lo yikrul or aner shemiyate. Omar Bishmuel ben Elisha ani ekrav lo ate. When they made the gzera, right? So Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, I'm beyond that. I'm not going to ever tilt the candle, so I can read by candlelight. Pam echad koro bikesh lahatos. And one time Hitaka was reading, and he forgot it was Shabbos, and he was just ready to tilt the candle, and he reminded himself. Omar kamet gdolim divrei chachomim, show you omrim lo yikrul or haner. How great the chachomim are, they said you can't read. They knew that even people like me, right, could come to tilt the candle. Rav Nosson omer koro vihita, not just he wanted to do it. He actually did it. He actually, the Kosov Pinkoson, he wrote after Shabbos, he wrote in his diary, Ani Yishmuel ben Elisha Korisi Litesi, I Yishmuel ben Elisha read by a candlelight on Shabbos, and Itaka tilted the candle, and I was over in Isidor Isa, Bishoge, Litesi Ner Bishabbos, L'chashiv, the Beis HaMikdash, Ovi Chatos Shmeino. When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, I have to bring the Chatos. So Lechari, we see that what's it called, that even an important person could tilt the thing. Why does it say important people are not included in this gezeira? Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha considered himself, when it came to Divrei Torah, like a commoner. and therefore he didn't feel it was beneath his dignity to, if it had been the weekday, to what you call, to tilt the candle in order he should be able to learn better. When it came to learning, there was nothing beneath his dignity. So he was different. Huh?
Not really Shogi, because he didn't forget a Shabbos. He knew what it was about to work. It's almost like Misasik, where he thought he was
tilting. No, he forgot it was Shabbos. He knew what he was doing. It wasn't Misasik. He knew that he was tilting the thing. He just forgot for a moment that it was Shabbos. He thought he was learning it in the week. Rashi. Once they made the gzera applies across the board. But when two people, they didn't make the gzera, because one will remind the other one. If they're learning two different parshios, then each one's concentrating on himself. He's not concentrating what the other one's doing. Since they're sitting far away, nobody's going to remind each other. The old, also, each part of the fire is closer to each different person. Nobody's going to notice that the other guy is going to fan the fire or whatever. Important people don't usually tilt candles. We didn't get here yet. What's it called? Let's just see what's over here. First of all, the Beis Yosef holds that two people together is only if they're learning from the same book. But if they're learning from two different books, even if they're learning the same thing, they're learning what's it called, Gemara, but each one has his own Gemara. Right? So each one's looking at his own Gemara, they're not going to see what the other one's doing. The Smak, what's it called, the Mechaber Paskins like that, like he says in the Beis Yosef. And the Smak says even in two Svarim, as long as they're learning the same thing, each one's concerned what the other one's doing. So if you're learning same Masechta, you're learning together, Bechavrusa, in even as two Gemaras, the Ramah holds like that too. The Tur brings another Machlokas. What if the second person doesn't know how to read? You're reading from the Sefer and the other guy's listening. Like he doesn't know how to read. So he's not reading from the same Sefer as you, but he's not reading a different Sefer. Right? So that also is a Machlokas. The Smak holds that if your wife is the other person, that doesn't help. Because she's not going to correct you, usually. Right? I don't know whose wife they were talking about, but in any case. Right. There's another Shiloh over here. There's a Mabit in Beis Elokim that says that the whole inyan of bringing a chatas, b'shogeg, is only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. Since, what's it called, the Beis HaMikdash was so obvious that there was a rebellion or whatever, the person who was over b'shogeg needed a carbon to mechaper. But b'zman hazeh, where there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's so easy to be over b'shogeg. It's not clear. There's no inyan of a carbon altogether. Okay? So they bring a raya from here, not like that. It says that this what's it called, Shmuel, what's it called, Ben Elisha, was not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, and he was over in Isra B'Shoah, and he wrote down he has to bring a korban chatas when the Beis HaMikdash rebuilt. What? No, he's not talking. He says because she gave the Beis HaMikdash.
But he was the korban gadol at one point.
He
was actually at the time of the Beis HaMikdash.
So, but right now there was no Beis HaMikdash, right? So he said the reason is because when there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's Hester Panim. And there's what's it called, and so what did you write? When the Beis HaMikdash will be built, I'll have to bring a Chatas Shmeina, right? Lechora is talking for sure in the time when there's no Beis HaMikdash, because otherwise you wouldn't have to say because she gave him the Beis HaMikdash. He would have been, right? If it was at the time that he was the Kohen Gadol, right, then he wouldn't have wrote because she gave him the Beis HaMikdash. He would have brought the Chatas then. So why did he say because she gave him the Beis HaMikdash? So there are all different kinds of Terutzim, but it's Mashma from the Beis Elokim, that it's not an idea that there's no chiyuv of a chatas b'chlal. But in the time, there is a chiyuv of a chatas. But you don't need the chatas to protect you from what's it called. There's a chiyuv. But you're still not going to get the yisurim that you would have gotten until you brought the chatas in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because it's more kulidim, right? You don't need the chatas to protect you from yisurim. So today you can't bring the chatas, so you won't get those yisurim. But the chiyuv of chatas still applies. He wasn't, if you look at the Beis HaLukim, he doesn't say there's no chiyuv of a chatas in the time when there's no Beis HaMikdash. He just says that the yisurim or whatever that a person gets, what's it called, until he brings the chatas, that doesn't apply in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. But the chiyuv of a chatas does apply.